You're listening to SBS News.
In my small restaurant, if 10 to 12 people are just dining in, then how do we afford all that overheads? Financially, we know that it is going to be really hard, but until the 4 square meter restrictions are lifted, it is going to be just as the same, like takeaway.
Tazneem Abbas runs a small Pakistani restaurant in Sydney's north. The 40-year-old is among some of the city's 20,000 restaurant owners in no rush to reopen the dining room, which has sat empty for 3 months.
When the lockdown hit and like the start of July, we had to stop dining, like everyone had to. And since then we are doing pickup, takeaway. Yeah, it was like really, a setback, because we just opened up and people were getting familiar with us, with our food. And right when we were just reaching that point and we were hit with the lockdown, everything closed down. And people are locked in their own suburbs, in their own LGAs. That's the problem.
Tazneem and her husband Abbas Zaki migrated from Pakistan in 2017. Tazneem is proud to share their country's spicy food, including traditional chicken and beef barbecue. And she says opening the business fulfilled a long-cherished goal.
We dreamt of like coming to Australia and having a food business running here. I wouldn't say exactly a restaurant, but yes, something into food.
However, as the business is family-run and staffed, it doesn't qualify for JobSaver, despite sending out 350 meals each week across the city. Their income has taken a massive hit since July, dropping from around $20,000 a month when the dining room was full to just $5,000 per month for takeaway only. Not enough to cover $7,500 a month in rent and expenses, as Tazneem explains.
Our landlord has been really, really supportive, and he gave us like almost 40% discount in the rents. During these 3 months were so difficult, and we are not able to meet the expenses. So we have taken debts from friends and family, and we are really thankful to them.
Tazneem is holding out for trading conditions to improve, though she admits it might take a while.
People are literally planning holidays and they're booking holidays and they're planning early ahead. Once it opens up, even the flights are booked. So I think that vacation deprived people, they will start going for vacation from mid-November.
However, across the city, Nigerian restaurant Little Lagos is among those preparing to reopen in October. As owner Adedo Kanbo Adanyihi explains, bookings are pouring in.
Seeing that kind of support from the community, seeing that kind of support from our friends, from our customers, it just really made us feel overwhelmed.
It's a turnaround for Adedo Kanbo, who closed up back in July.
The most difficult part has just been to watch something you created from scratch and just watch it all about to go down the drain. Like you're literally about to lose everything. And I think that was a very scary feeling for me.
He's confident customers will abide by new COVID-safe rules, a belief backed up by new research. FinTech Zella surveyed 1,000 Australian diners for its hospitality report and found that most agree, as Director of Growth Josh McNichol explains.
74% of Australian diners are willing and actively support a venue, a pub, a cafe, requesting a proof of vaccination certificate in order to enable them to dine out. What this shows us is that there is a real hunger for people to get out and start dining and supporting restaurants in their local community again after extended lockdowns and periods of restricted trading. 83% of diners said that they actively care more about a venue or a restaurant's COVID safety, how their health guidelines and their safety guidelines are adhered to. And that was over and above the price of the meal.
That's music to the ears of restaurant owners like Adedo Kanbo. Despite carrying lockdown losses of more than $100,000, he remains upbeat.
We want to reopen. We want to start working. We're going to work as hard as we can just to make sure that we're back on track.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.